I think the most interesting thing is the continued work on some of the oral HER2 effective agents. We've done some research with lapatinib, and I bring that up because, you know, at first it was the lapatinib's competition was trastuzumab, or lapatinib was going to work in trastuzumab refractory patients. And in my clinic, the most exciting results we've seen have been adding an oral drug, a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, lapatinib, that's obviously working intracellularly with trastuzumab, and taking these patients that seem to be acquiring resistance to trastuzumab and having great responses. So right now that's about a quarter of the patients progressing on a trastuzumab regimen, but it just bodes very well, I think, for being used even earlier on. And it's an exciting technology. I use it as a paradigm to think about the idea of IVs and orals, the biologics, the antibodies, and the tyrosine kinase inhibitors being used together. And I think in colon cancer, we're interested and are starting studies to look at drugs like bevacizumab with some of the oral tyrosine kinase inhibitors and see if you even get a greater impact.
What are some of the oral TK inhibitors being studied right now in colon?
Right now, we have the Sutent SU11248 and the sorafenib products now, ironically getting approved for renal cell. We joke renal cell's the hairy cell leukemia of 10 years ago. Now we're all of a sudden we have these drugs approved, but hints for activity in that setting. You know, I think that we're going to see more of a play for erlotinib back in that group of patients as well. Certainly there's some data in that direction. So the tyrosine kinase inhibitors in that setting of colon cancer, there's an Aguron compound, a backup Pfizer compound, and then AstraZeneca actually has a menu. They've got three that they're developing that are orals that may have relevance for colon cancer as well as some other scenarios. So I think that's very attractive.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.